Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, the fifth chapter, the third Mishnah in Zavim begins as follows. Mipnei Sha'amru, it begins with a phrase which is understood by most of the commentators to connect to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah discusses a situation where if you have food, you have liquid, are in fact below, meaning you have a Zav which is on top of a row of stones, and you have this food or liquid, or the madaf which are below, they would remain pure because what the zav is actually carried is considered tahor, and only something which is fit for lying or sitting would actually remain, would become tameh, and since food or liquid you cannot be really fit for lying on, they would not be affected. So our Mishnah then continues this idea and says that the same thing applies when if they were under the Zav's Mishkav, because Kol Hanoseh V'Nisa Gabei Mishkav is Tahor, it would be considered to be Tahor, meaning if you have Kelim or if you have food or liquids that are underneath this Mishkav, they're not touching the Mishkav, they're just underneath the Mishkav. And that's the case, since there's this item which is preventing the contact, or Kol Ha... So again, if it's nose or nisa, if it's carried or is carried on the zav in the form of the mishkav, again, not touching it would remain tahor, except chutz mi adam, with the exception is a person. Because a person, even when carrying or is being carried by a mishkav, is considered tameh, still becomes impure, even without touching it or even moving it. Nisha then goes on to say, Kol hanose v'nisa al gabei hanavela tahor chutz min hamesit. And whoever carries or is carried on a carcass, on this nevela, again, it's not touching it, would continuously remain tahor, pure. Why? That is because only a person becomes tame by carrying it, but if there's a considering there's a carcass, then it would not be affected. Except, of course, if a person moves it, when a person were to move this carcass, that would be a different situation, because if it's moved, this is a macy, then in fact Tuma would apply. So if another person were to place a person on this carcass and then it would move it, it would become tame. The person would become tame. Rabbi Eliezer says, also the person who carries it, meaning carries it without moving it, would also become impure. This is the way it's understood that we see from here. Rabbi Eliezer be more machmir, more stringent. However, the Gemara seems to imply that Rabbi Eliezer actually clarifies the statement and says not that if he just carries it, but he the who should know say. So it's a bit of a they change a little bit of what we have in our Mishnah, and it's understood to mean that Rabbi Eliezer is actually more lenient, and he says that it is the kula, this leniency applies even to a case where he also carries the carcass. Yet there are those who argue, and it's generally agreed that one who carries a carcass, even though he's not moving it, would remain tahor. And that's how it is understood by most of the commentators to imply that. Let's continue in our Mishnah. Kohanose v'nisa gabei hameis tahor chutz min hamahil v'adam bizman shehu mesit. Our last part of our Mishnah is that whatever carries or is carried on a corpse would actually remain pure, except for something which overshadows it, or what it overshadows. And a person, when he moves it, even without touching it, So that is the end of our Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Daled in the fifth Perek, in the Perek Hey of Zavim, is as follows. Miksas Tame al Hatahor. If part of one who is impure, if you have a Zav, and what is he doing? He rests on and is carried by one who is pure, or part of one who is pure rests on or is carried by one who is impure, meaning they have a case where the Zav's finger rested on the pure person, or vice versa, even if he was separated by a stone or by a beam, or if the some other type of items, let's say, connect them, maybe the hair, or the nails, or a person's teeth, of one who is impure rest on one who is pure, or these things that connect of one who is pure rest on one who isn't pure, he who was pure, meaning he who was tahor at that time, is now considered tameh. And that is the language of our Mishnah, of miksas tameh al tahor, or miksas tahor al tameh, chibure tameh al hatahor, v'chibure tahor al tameh, tameh. The end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, miksas tameh al tahor, is in fact tameh. Rabbi Shimon says, if one who is impure, meaning a zav, rests on one who is pure, the person who is pure becomes impure, becomes tameh, even without the greater part of the zav being carried by the person who is pure. However, miksas tahor tameh, tahor. However, if part of one who is pure rests on the person who is tameh, impure, he would remain pure. And the reason is because the person who is tahor, and he would only become tameh, only if most of him is born by the zav. However, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon in this case. That is the end of the fourth Mishnah.